It's Wednesday, October the 26th, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. Such fine examples such as Shin Godzilla.
No, new Godzilla.
Godzilla Resurgence.
You cannot advance Godzilla.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the Godzilla. Then we got a whole host of trailers. We got a lots of activities. And then a double feature on Kamen Rider X-Aid.
I'm so ecky-site.
You've been ecky-sited. Okay,
I'm
yeah.
So ecky-sited.
We skipped
about
it last
Rider.
Week. And like as we promised, this week we would be doing a special two-part. Not special, just a two-episode catch-up one.
Yeah. An obligatory two-part catch-up.
Yeah, so expect a longer episode than last week, because last week was like less than 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get into it. Shin Godzilla, the latest Godzilla straight from Japan, directed by Hideki Anno of fame from Evangelion.
Show's garbage.
The show is fantastic. I don't think I could win in an argument. I won't defend the movies as hard, but I will defend the show.
I think the movies are cool.
The movies are a bit incoherent. They look sick
yeah,
as fuck.
They're gorgeous AF. Like,
but man, they can get a bit incoherent at times.
I don't think I've watched the third one yet.
You have. You hated it.
Did I?
You hated it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know how I know you watched it?
Why?
Because one of our earlier episodes on YouTube, I called it Evangelion. Or it was the poster for Evangelion.
Yeah.
But I used the same text and I wrote Three Nerds in a Basement episode. I think it was like...
Oh, 3-3.
1-3-3.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have so many dislikes on it because people think it's the movie.
Oh.
Because they see the showtime.
Oh, that's
over
funny.
An hour.
Yeah. That's funny.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's like our G.I. Joe one.
Yeah. That one I didn't quite understand because I didn't try to make that look like it was a movie thing. But. Anyways, yeah. Shin Godzilla. He's here. This was the movie that was in response to Legendary Godzilla, which is the one made by the Legendary Studios back in 2014.
It's been 2 years, wow.
Yeah, and a lot of people liked it, had a great response. And naturally, when a Western Godzilla gets great response, Japan has to...
Like, listen!
Listen, Godzilla's our baby. We're going to show you how it's done. So in that two-year time, they made this movie.
Mm.
And here it is. And we saw it. Anthony, what did you think?
I liked it.
Okay.
Wait.
Don't go any further.
Okay.
I'm going to say, I also liked it. Now we are going to commence spoilers. Now you know that collectively we liked it.
It was good.
Yes.
It was good. Now it's spoiler time.
There we go.
Wee wee wee. All right. So, this is a type of movie that you would never get in the West.
Sure.
So, like, the whole premise of Godzilla sets itself up for huge action scenes, like, macho bravado of main characters, and just overall destruction.
Yep.
And that is only a quarter of this movie.
Uh-huh.
The rest of this movie is politics.
Uh-huh.
And bureaucracy.
Uh-huh.
And going down the chain of command to get shit done.
Uh-huh.
And it is very Japanese in that sense. I know it's weird to say that because it's a Japanese movie.
Yeah.
But, like, it's extremely Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the whole movie was check out the Japanese work ethic.
Yeah.
It will never be stopped. Mm. And we will always make it through. Hard work and determination will save the day.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
And there are certain parts where you just shake your head at how Japanese, at how, like, what is it, position-centric they are in mm-hmm. within, like, business stature, political stature. Like, there was a couple scenes where they would have to, it's like the helicopters, pilots asking their commander, then their commander asking someone higher up from them,
mm-hmm.
and then them asking the same question to the politician's assistant, and then the assistant asking it to the politician, and then the politician asking it to the PM.
Yeah.
The last three of which are all in the same room.
Yeah.
Right?
They literally have scenes where the assistant comes up, taps the dude on the back, and whispers to him the question, That guy receives question. He literally turns to his right to talk to the lady. At this point, when he asks, he's audible enough for the PM to hear him. Yeah. But no, no, no.
It's not from a senior enough staff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so Japanese. It's fucking crazy. But it's such an interesting take on that kind of movie. Because over here, if that shit was like go back to old Godzilla. It was fucking Army Central.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of dudes. One guy who's special enough to have some sort of, like, dog-human relationship with Godzilla. Like, that one scene when he looked him in the eye.
Mm.
And then Godzilla's like, I got your back, bro. Like, they might as well have fist-bumped in that movie. But in this one, it's like, no. Like, everything is through the chain of command.
Yeah.
And here is the behind-the-scenes on what it takes to deal with a disaster of that scale.
Yeah.
Like... not only to stop the monster, but also city destruction, how to evacuate citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a great movie if you're interested in politics. If you're like, hey, I want to know, like, what kind of shit does it take to mass evacuate a city?
Yeah.
Like, this movie will show you.
Mm.
The other interesting thing I liked about this was Godzilla, I always felt, was... He's kind of a villain, but he's misunderstood. But he's always really there to fight the greater evil.
Yeah.
But in this one, he's just evil.
Evil.
Like, he's just the worst. But also the best.
Yeah.
How did you like his design?
I'll admit, when it was first teased in posters and stuff, I wasn't into it. I thought, that's not Godzilla. What is that?
Weird thing with the tail longer than its body.
Yeah, but then when I saw it in the movie, when he reaches his final form, I was like, nope, he looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, he looks so sick. And that was also cool that he evolves.
Yeah.
From like, hey, this is a creature that's been living in the ocean for a while, like visible gills and stuff and all this shit. And then he's just rapidly evolving.
I gotta say, he's got some... The VFX on the evolution is kind of shit.
Oh, yeah, so they need to... They need to work on their VFX game.
When he first gets on land and he evolves the first time for first stage, it almost looks like a Pokemon evolution from the Game Boy.
Yeah. He just stands up.
Yeah.
Like you're expecting the black and white screen to switch to the two models. Yeah. But his final form is so cool. Like, he's got the predator mouth.
Yeah, I did not see that coming. Like, I knew from the teaser shots, I knew that, like, his jaw would have to extend because I've seen the webbing there, but I didn't know it would split.
Yeah,
I
was like, so there was a scene, the scene where he breathes the fire on the town for the first time.
Yeah.
And his mouth opens, right? And you're like, oh, shit's going down. But then his bottom jaw splits in half and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they gave him, like, you can definitely tell this was made by the dude who made Evangelion.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of laser beams in this movie is insane.
Yeah, it reminded me of, in Evil 03, Asuka, the red one.
Yeah.
When her Ava turns into, like, dog form.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes nuts. That's what a lot of the Godzilla sequences remind me of.
Yeah, he has all the dorsal fins on his back, and it shoots all the lasers from, and this is, like, mass-destroying airplanes and buildings and shit. Keeping on the track of evolution, the ending scene. I don't know if you want to save that for later. I don't know if you have
more. No, you talk about it.
Okay, so the ending scene where they freeze Godzilla and they show his tail.
Mm.
And there's shit growing out of his tail.
Yeah.
So I've been reading a bunch of online theories.
Mm.
So there's two really interesting theories. One is that the guy on the boat who discovered Godzilla first, but he was never in the movie. They just found his data.
Yeah.
He turned himself into Godzilla.
I would believe that.
So that's one theory. That he left his shoes on the boat before committing suicide in the water, which happened to be around nuclear waste and whatever.
Yeah.
And whatever test he was doing, he probably did it on himself.
He was like, fuck the world.
And he's like, fuck the world. Yeah. I'm gonna destroy that shit.
Makes sense.
The other theory is that the people or the humanoid things on the back of Godzilla's tail were his next step in evolution.
Oh.
So throughout the fight, Godzilla, like, so when he was on land, Godzilla had to evolve from fish to lizard. And then from there, he had to gain tougher armor for skin, for all the weaponry he had to withstand. They're saying that the next form was cooperation. So Godzilla was being defeated by a bunch of small organisms.
I see.
Working together towards a certain goal.
Yeah.
So they were saying his next evolution weren't necessarily spawn.
Yeah.
But him splitting into multiple humanoid organisms.
Wow.
Which would all work together to destroy the human race.
That's nuts.
And it's a pretty cool theory. I kind of like
very
it.
Very cool.
But we'll never, I don't know if we'll see another one because it said the end after the movie. And so, yeah. Like, no Suzuku, no to be continued.
Yeah.
But overall, I really enjoyed it. It's definitely dry.
Mm.
I cannot deny that.
Yeah.
But it's a take on Godzilla that I haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that is strictly and uniquely Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, without a shadow of a doubt, like, this is, like, a project that this person loved to do.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely I can see why Japanese people are in love with the movie.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
I take your sentiment. Yeah, it definitely was different.
Yeah.
Very different from expectations of a Godzilla film. And if you were to use that argument, I can totally understand why you would like that. Yeah. I mean, it's no small secret on this show that every time we come into a debate, it's always the argument of new ideas versus something that's tried and true.
Yeah.
And I usually fall on the ladder on that situation.
Okay, yeah, I always fall on unique ideas.
Yeah, whereas I feel like unique ideas are cool, but if not executed well, then well, whatever. But that's an argument for another day. But what I'm getting at is...
Well, I see that you're... admitting defeat, and that's okay, that's fine. If you're trying to backpedal.
I'm just trying to say, with that said, you can probably understand how I feel about this movie.
Yeah.
In that I didn't like it as much as you, but I did enjoy it. I definitely loved the first... We'll say I loved the first two-thirds, and then when Godzilla went to sleep, I went to sleep.
So that's where I was like, Vince was totally lost on this movie. As soon as Godzilla went to sleep in the city. Like,
yeah.
That is where he's like, okay, just continue.
Please. Yeah, like, after that point, I was like, I'm ready.
Okay.
If I actually fell asleep, if I walked out, I don't think I would have been... I would have been happy with the price of admission. I would have been fine, but then it just kept going.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so first of all, yes, you're right. This movie is all about chain of command, and... What we mean by that is, if you've ever seen Galwagar and he has to get permission for Final Fusion,
yeah.
Imagine that idea expanded out into a 2-hour movie.
Like,
just that idea of, we need to break this glass thing to push the button.
But before we do that, we need to go through everything.
We need to ask everybody on planet Earth. And I thought that was really cool. You took it as the never giving up the work ethic of Japan.
Yeah.
I took it as the director of this film feels like, because Japan is so reliant on positioning and titling, it makes their government inefficient.
Okay, I can see that because...
And that's why the whole theme of the film was to scrap and rebuild, as if Japan needs to start over because we've gotten to this place. That's the commentary I was getting from the director. Like, that's what I was trying to
get. That's also, like, a totally valid point, because the main team who thought up of the plan to take down Godzilla...
Right.
Was tasked with that plan, right? But right from the get-go, the guy who was leading it is like, listen, this is a flat team.
Yeah.
There is no command. Everyone shout out ideas.
Yep.
So we can get
yep.
the think tank moving.
Yeah, and, like, that was... The other thing about this film was, going in, I heard that a lot of Japanese people liked it,
yeah.
and a lot of the Western audience are a bit more mixed,
yeah.
And I totally understand now why the Japanese people loved it, because the other underlying theme was, like, it was all about go Japan, fuck America.
Yeah, that too. Like, I forgot about that.
And especially towards the end of this movie.
Fucking America.
Like, they push it really hard, the whole fuck America thing. And like, I get it. I'm cool with that. But at some point, like, we gotta switch it up. We gotta go. We gotta move on.
The point at the end where they're like, when I become president of the United States.
When I become the first Japanese female American president, yeah, you will be my assistant. I'm like, wow. Okay. Politics. Yeah. And like, that part is just a little bit overbearing. The best part of the movie was when Godzilla wrecks Tokyo.
Yeah, that's the best part of any Godzilla movie.
And up to the point, like, just after that, he goes to sleep. Everything up until that point, I was completely satisfied with. After which, yeah, like, it just kept... You know how when we watch, let's say, a shonen or a magical girl anime,
yeah,
and the first time you see the transformation sequence, it's very elaborate,
yeah,
but then over the course of the season,
it gets quicker.
Take that with the chain of command. I thought by the end of it, they would start cutting down on the chain of command, but they don't.
They didn't. In certain cases, they just amped.
They just went even further, yeah, and I was like, no, we get it, we get it. And like, I thought that they were going to cool down on that, okay, but they didn't. But yeah, I kind of felt a little bit bummed with how it ended.
Okay.
Maybe it's because I wanted a giant monster fight. Maybe it's because I wanted Godzilla just to fuck with everything.
It feels... So for me, the ending is also kind of like subpar.
Yeah.
But for me, it's because it feels like it's not a permanent solution to the Godzilla problem.
They have to keep refreezing
him. Like, they froze him, right?
Yeah.
But he's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And they even said in the thing, like, they had 3,000 seconds and change left until the U.S. was going to drop a nuke on Tokyo. That countdown hasn't gone away. Right? Yeah. If he unfreezes, that nuke's coming.
That bomb's coming. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was the other thing. The whole, like, I'm not going to have a third bomb dropped on my country and
yeah,
my nation.
Yeah, right, it's like, okay, yeah, Japan, we all feel sorry for you.
Yeah, like, shit, that sucks. Like,
yeah,
we get it.
But by modern standards, we all need each other to survive. So yeah, get over it.
And yeah, like, so for me, it was just because it wasn't really a permanent solution.
Mm-hmm.
They still are gonna have to spend all these resources to keep Godzilla frozen.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to make sure no one's crazy enough to try and unfreeze him.
Yeah.
And like, really, what do you do with him?
Yeah.
Like, you build around him? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go through so much bureaucracy, and they tell you the detail of every plan to its most minute detail.
Yeah.
But then on the ending, they're just like, whatever. Right? Like, that's like, hey, look, he's frozen. Good job.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Okay.
Yeah, that's how it works. There's also a lot of, like, small things that the film does that are really cute and fun. Like, they call in all the experts, but they're like, no, if I'm wrong on this, I'm going to lose my status.
Yeah, on my status. I'm like, I can't handle this.
So they call in some, like, young chick who's got no status, and she's like, no, actually, it's this. They're like, shh, you speak when spoken to.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she was actually right.
She was actually right, oh, shit.
Yeah. And
so, I also liked her character, that scientist girl, because, like, she was the scientist where, like, she is dedicated to her work.
Yeah.
And she does not care about, like, social norms.
Yeah.
Like, she talked with no punctuation.
Yeah, and right. she didn't really care about her appearance. She was just mostly there to do the job.
Yeah, she's like, the job requires me to wear a suit, so I'm going to wear a suit. Let's do science.
And yeah. Then
that was her whole thing.
Yeah. Some of the English in this movie was...
Oh, fantastic! What? Mwah! Oh, delicious! It was so good! I felt like... there were certain parts where I laughed, like, a little too loud, and I felt that people around me that weren't you or TJ were like... What is this guy doing? Like, that's racist.
So it was pretty funny.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I didn't understand why they had to speak English, though.
Because she's American.
Yeah, but she also could speak way better Japanese.
Because she's American. Also, you know the Japanese love for just random English phrases?
I guess.
You remember that shirt we saw? Yeah, who was it? True. Oh, that Spanish store. It was a picture of a hot dog, and it says, "Holy trash, give me now." should have bought that shirt.
The other thing too is, I will say, if your literacy, if your reading ability is subpar,
there are so many subtitles in the movie.
Yeah, and they come at you quick. It's not just subtitles from quick lines. It's they also give you people's positions and titles within ranks. And a lot of that is actually pretty useful to understand why they're important and why they're the focus.
And why this person isn't just doing that plan instead of...
Yeah. And I find that was a little tough to keep up with sometimes.
Yeah, because it'll be like... a perfect example is the science girl.
Yeah.
She just mows through her lines, right?
Yeah.
But there are certain times where she's talking to people who haven't been introduced yet.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to read her lines, which are going a mile a minute.
Yeah.
But then also look at the title of the person.
Yeah.
Right?
And to be like, ooh. Yeah. It's definitely a lot easier if you just speak Japanese.
Yeah, I bet Japanese, like, obviously Japanese people have no problem with this, right? Like, even if, for me, like, I would consider myself very beginner Japanese. There is little to no hiragana or katakana. It is all kanji.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't read any of this.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's the thoughts. I would sum up, I like 2/3 of it. But it was a really, like, love 2/3 of it.
I think this movie is a perfect example on our differences in taste.
Yeah.
Where, so, like, we both enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But for different reasons.
For sure.
And our downsides are also different, right? Like, your downside is that, like, listen, this new idea is cool, but you didn't execute well enough. Yeah. Whereas I'm like, hey, this new idea is dope. Even though they didn't execute it, like, it's still sick.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah. Let's rate it out of the 5.
I'd give it a... You go first.
I'll give it a 3.
Give it a 3? I feel like we liked it the same amount, but for different reasons.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'd probably also give it a 3. Like, I really liked it. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not like... This movie is something for me. This is not a movie that I can recommend to other people.
Totally. I don't think I could recommend this movie. Yeah. Especially as like, oh, you want to watch your first Godzilla?
No.
Yeah,
this is definitely something like, my dad was like, should I go see it? Because I think there's one other showing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Like, for as much as like, he grew up with Godzilla, right? Yeah. Like, he saw original Godzilla in theaters, like... But, like, as much as he knows Godzilla, like, this is not the movie for him.
Yeah.
And especially, like, I cannot understand why a lot of Western audiences didn't really like it. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not a movie made to that sort of mindset.
Yeah.
Even leaving the theater, like, zero fanfare.
Yeah.
Usually when we go to see, like, limited release anime movies, like...
Everyone's into it.
You get all the weebs going, and it's like, even at the end, they're like, yeah, anime! Yeah. Right? Nothing in this one. Everyone just kind of laughed. It was very quiet.
Yeah.
There were a couple whispers, but like, it was very subdued reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'd also give it a 3.
All right, cool. Well, there you go. Shin Godzilla, we give it a 3. We liked it.
It was good. I liked it.
It was good stuff. All right, let's move into our picks of the week, and this week is all about the trailers.
It's all about those trailers.
Let's save the big one for the end.
All right.
Let's talk about some small things, and before we talk about the trailers, I'm going to talk about one announcement that I read that was pretty exciting. We all know that's now that Disney owns Star Wars, there's going to be a Star Wars movie every year.
Yeah, so it'll be like main offshoot.
So this year is the offshoot one of Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
Next year will be Episode 8. The year after that is
Rogue
the Han
2.
No, it's the Han Solo movie. But guess who's playing young Lando Calrissian?
Donald Glover.
Childish Gambino. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Is that his name? Donald Glover?
Yeah, Donald Glover.
No, the Donald Glover is the old guy.
Oh, you're right.
Danny?
No, it's not Danny. It's, oh.
Is Danny Glover the old guy? I'm looking this up.
I think Danny's the old one.
Is Danny the old one?
Yeah.
Okay, then Donald Glover.
Yeah.
You're right the first time.
Childish Gambino.
I made you second guess yourself.
Yeah, anyway.
You know what? I pulled that out of my ass. I did not know that he was going to do that. But I was like, curly hair.
Curly mustache.
Curly mustache.
Yeah, no, and I'm super pumped. I think that guy has definitely needed to get to something bigger, and he's got his break now, and I'm pretty excited.
Did you see Interstellar?
No, that's still on my to-watch list.
So, he's in that movie.
I heard everybody's in that movie.
A lot of people are in that movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, Donald Glover is in that movie.
Yeah.
And he plays, like, really good serious role. Like, I think he's a really, really talented dude. Like,
yeah.
Through his music, you can kind of tell he's, like, plagued with some, like, some mental health issues.
But yeah, what do you call it? Him and Shia LaBeouf, I feel like, are in the same sort of, like, we're kind of fucking weird people.
Yeah.
But if, like, put pen to paper, we're actually... Yeah.
We'll get shit done.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm super psyched. Lando's one of my... Like, after Han Solo, Lando's definitely one of my favorite characters. Because he's just the best.
He's hilarious. He's yeah. He's strictly neutral. He just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, Lando's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, pretty cool. Pretty excited about that. Now let's talk about trailers. All right. Which one do you want to start with
first? I want to start with Red Dead.
Red Dead 2! So this was the one that they had the red screen.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
They fucking showed nothing!
Yep.
It's just a bunch of landscapes and dudes on horses.
Which is basically what Red Dead is.
But there's nothing about the actual game. Like, there's I'm not expecting gameplay.
No.
Just story. What is this game about? It's about nothing right now. It's just about the Wild West.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw this trailer, you know, last week I was pretty confused at why they're doing this now.
Yeah.
And, like, the amount of hype they're building for it.
Why is it a 2?
Yeah, and I'm just like, and this trailer cemented the fact that, like, listen, I don't fucking care who you are, Rockstar. This was not the time to do this, especially with as little as you showed. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's actual nothing in that trailer. They had a sick, like, mongoose animation when it was eating something else. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
This is one of those games where I feel like, you know what? You should have waited for maybe just before E3, just after E3. Showed off something more.
Sometime next year.
Yeah.
Like, even Gamescom. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
PAX East.
But yeah, that was the thing that happened.
Yeah, that was a trailer. Like, it showed fucking nothing.
I'm not saying the game is not going to be good. It's probably going to be awesome, but...
Eh, we'll see.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right.
We'll see.
Next one was a short teaser trailer.
Yeah.
Was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
2.
Yo, that movie's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sure is.
Like, they played Hooked on a Feeling.
Again.
They played that other song that they have.
Mm-hmm. They Hug It Out.
Yeah, they Hug It Out.
Yeah.
The little quips here and there.
Mm.
Dude likes Gamora.
Baby Groot has a jacket.
Baby Groot has a sick jacket.
So did you hear about how that, because he's Baby Groot, he doesn't retain any of his past life
memories? Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like brand new.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So he's learning with these guys?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Which is weird, which makes Rocket the senior in their relationship now.
Like, okay.
Right?
Oh, I want to know what a Rocket raised Groot looks
like. So like that's the real interesting thing.
And that also showed nothing, but it showed that like the movie is at least back to form. Like,
I think that's the movie I'm most excited for next year.
Guardians of the Galaxy 1 was really good.
Yeah.
Like, really, 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 really good.
It was, like, such a good movie that was a surprise. It almost had no right to be that good, and it was, like...
It was also the movie that started the whole, like, we can be serious without being serious.
Yeah.
Right? Other than the whole, like, thing of, hey, look, I'm the main villain with all the power, I landed on Earth, why didn't I just immediately drop my scepter? Like, other than that whole thing, like, that movie was really good.
Yeah.
And it paved the way for, like, if I would argue that it paved the way for, like, a Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Right? For that, for them to be able to go as far as they did with Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like, I think Guardians of the Galaxy was the precursor to let studios be like, hey, this can make money. Like, this kind of humor, this kind of satire.
So, there's an interesting fact that came out recently about Guardians of the Galaxy. Do you know how, like, everyone likes to shit on Batman versus Superman, or was it Man of Steel with, like, the huge death count?
Yeah.
Apparently, Guardians of the Galaxy has way more deaths.
Yeah, there's a huge death count. That movie, people die all the time.
Yeah, and, like, everyone ignores it.
Yeah, because they like that movie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, that happens a lot in life in general. Like, people will ignore false, like
they'll ignore the truth.
Yeah, they'll ignore the truth if they like a person.
Yeah.
Right?
Been there, done that.
Fuck fucking, he got that Halo 2 tattoo, and I thought he was legit. And then he just turns around, starts playing sports games. I'm like, what are you doing?
Still burnt on Peter Moore?
Fuck you, Peter Moore. No, I'm just joking.
No, what's the next one?
The next one was...
Logan.
The new Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you before we talk about this. Did you like the last Wolverine movie?
The one where Japan?
In Japan and the Silver Samurai was a person?
I liked it more than the one before that one.
The bad one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's bad.
I thought it was cool. I didn't really believe in his relationship with that Japanese lady.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't as believable to me, but I thought the movie was cool.
That was actually one of the very few superhero movies my mom liked.
Oh, yeah?
Right? She was like, I really like that movie. And I was like, cool. All right.
Hmm. I remember the train sequence was cool.
Yeah, the train sequence was awesome.
Seeing Wolverine in a suit was also pretty badass.
Also that. Yeah. So this one takes the opposite approach.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns Wolverine into...
Old man
Logan.
Yeah.
Which just makes me think of the comic, Old Man Logan. Yeah, and there's a girl, assuming that this person is X-23.
Yeah.
Because she is a lot like you, Logan. And they want her.
And she's a teenage girl.
Yeah, and it's just like, yo, they took The Last of Us and made a Wolverine movie.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
The one thing I gotta say about this movie is that homeboy grows a sick beard. Oh, man, his beard's so nice.
Yeah.
It's all full and
he's
probably gotta comb it. It's good stuff.
Yeah. The beard.
But other than that, like, I thought it was a pretty emotional trailer. Like, this movie looks a lot more serious than anything else.
It looks more like an On the Run type of film.
Yeah.
Rather than a, we're superheroes, we're gonna bust in the door and save the day.
It also looks like it's the apocalypse. Like,
oh yeah, because apparently like mutants don't exist anymore or something.
So does this take place after House of M? Like, did Scarlet Witch just go like, no more mutants, bitches? And then
did you see X-Men Apocalypse?
No.
Yeah, neither did I.
Okay.
I wonder if there's something.
Did Scarlet Witch do House of M shit?
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Okay. I should watch that.
We should watch that.
Yeah, we should.
Date night. Yay! We'll go get wings.
Shit.
Watch Apocalypse. Yeah. It'd be good. So there's a lot of stuff. Like, I don't know where to start in this trailer other than this The Last of Us.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really else to say. We'll just say we're convinced.
Yeah, this, out of probably all the movie trailers and game trailers that we saw today, like, this is the one where I'm like, this thing has promise.
Yeah.
This is the thing that is going to deliver. Yeah. And if it doesn't, I will be genuinely shocked.
Yes. 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 I agree.
Yeah.
Look forward to it coming next year.
Next year. March.
Is it March?
I think so.
Everything's in March.
Just like our next topic, the Nintendo Switch.
Ooh. Just Switch.
Yeah, just Switch. You don't download. Go out and buy the record. All right? So you want to take this?
No, you take it.
All right, yo, Nintendo.
Hi, Nintendo.
The NX was a cool name, but they're like, nah, fuck it, here's a real name. Nintendo Switch.
Mm.
Everyone was right.
Yeah.
It is a hybrid console.
Mm.
It is your Game Boy, it is your DS, and it is also your Wii U.
Yeah.
I think this concept is fucking cool.
I've been waiting for a console like this for years.
So people are saying, to get right into the nitty gritty of it, like, people have been saying that, like, when Homeboy takes Zelda out of the docking station, that the frame rate looks a little, a little shite. But I just assume that they superimposed the Zelda thing on top of that screen. Like, I don't think that was working hardware. Like, I just assume that, like, they put green over that TV and then just, like, superimpose the trailer into it or something. Like,
That could be definitely a thing.
Okay, so the system is a home console system, but also a handheld. So how it works from the trailer, from what we've seen, is that you have when you want it on your TV, there is a docking station. And there is something in the docking station, which is the screen. Then, when you're sitting on the couch, you have a controller.
Mm.
Your controller slides out two outer halves to then slide into the screen and pull out of the dock.
Yeah.
Which then immediately the game switches without losing anything.
Yeah.
To whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
So
I wonder, like, if it works that seamlessly, that would be amazing.
So what people were saying is that that dock that the thing was held in is only for charging and outputting to the TV. And that's it. There's no processing power in it.
Would you say, is that it, really? Like,
that's what people are saying.
It doesn't have, like, a boost functionality, like SLI nature?
So NVIDIA came out. NVIDIA had, a while ago, had this thing called the NVIDIA Shield.
Oh, I know you're going.
It was a gaming tablet, and it ran on these things called the Integra chips.
Yeah.
Right? So NVIDIA came out, and they're like, hey, the Switch runs on a heavily modified version of that Integra framework. Yeah. Right? One of the cheekiest headlines I saw was Nintendo Switch, : the successor to the NVIDIA Shield. So that's what it seems like it is. From all accounts, people are saying that the actual hardware is all in the screen.
I'd believe that.
That screen tablet console.
I'd believe it.
Right?
It's a big tablet.
It's a huge tablet. It's not like... So the thing there is like, hey, like the 3DS, even the XL, like it's a little big, but I can take it places... I don't know if I can comfortably take, a Switch without a backpack.
Yeah.
Or some sort of, like, satchel.
Mm.
Right? But it's such a cool idea. They show a lot of cool stuff, they show a lot of old games. They show Skyrim a lot for some reason.
I think they wanted to get the point across that this is a console not just for Nintendo-specific purposes.
Okay. They had a lot of third-party. They showed backwards compatibility with Mario Kart 8.
Which is interesting because the console is all but confirmed to say it won't run discs.
It will not run discs.
And it won't run, like, 3DS cartridges.
It won't run 3DS cartridges. So, and it is also all cart-based.
Yeah, but so we can only assume backwards compatibility would be...
For digital.
Yeah, virtual console style.
Which I still don't think Nintendo will give you your virtual console stuff, but...
No. That's the dream.
Yeah. It's like, oh, hey, look at all this shit I bought on the Wii U. Like, maybe it'll transfer over. No. Yeah. But man, what if?
Yeah.
All Zero games I bought on the virtual console. So there's that. They showed new Mario. It looks like he was going to, like, Mexican town.
Yeah.
Go get some tacos. They showed in that... In that little thing, there was also, like, heart containers from, like, Super Mario 64.
Sure.
There was, like, the rings from Super Mario World.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 3D World. There was, like, a whole bunch of stuff going on in that Mario. Mm-hmm. Also, Triple Jump's back.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Triple Jump's back. Showed Zelda, more Zelda stuff. And shooting slow-mo arrows at dudes.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy a Switch, you will be invited to cool rooftop parties.
Apparently.
For you to play your games at. And no one will question it.
That, or when you're taking your cross-country flights, you know, you'll see a cool, cute girl with her Switch. Which,
obviously.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh man, what game are you playing?
And she'll be so interested in you and your Switch, and you guys will hit it off.
Yeah. And then sometimes when the guy beside you is snoring, you'll just play your Switch.
Or when I call Anthony and say, let's go to the go-kart track, we can play Mario Kart on the way.
Or I'm like, hey, yo, Vince, let's go play some b-ball outside of school, shoot some hoops.
Yeah.
After we're done shooting hoops, we can continue to shoot hoops on our Switches.
Yeah. This lifestyle that they've envisioned, I wish it was real. I want that. I want the world to be as accepting of video games as is pictured in this trailer.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, I think I was listening to the Giant Beast cast.
Yeah.
And they had a perfect thing of, like, if that were to happen in real life, he's like, oh, look, Nancy brought her fucking Switch again. Like, who invited her? I'm like, well, she doesn't get invited out much. She's always playing her games. Like, she should really get out. But she brought it with her. Oh, wow, Mario, that's cool. Nice. Right? Like, that's what would happen in real life. Like, if I brought my Switch to a family party, everyone would be like, put that shit away. Right? Why don't you just talk to someone?
It's like, but I want to play Mario Kart with people. Oh.
But it's such a cool design. It's such a cool concept. Whatever fake sliding and clicking noises they had for the controllers going in and out of that console is mucho bueno.
I actually hope it doesn't have any clicking noises.
Oh, I love that click sound.
Like, I hope it's just seamless.
It felt very, like tactile. Like, you know what's in. It's like...
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. And it looks cool. Like, I don't know if I would trust, like, an elementary school kid with it.
It does look cool, doesn't it? Compared to, like, the Wii U.
It looks super cool.
Very cool.
Like, very... Like, they, like, hired a design team.
Yeah, they're like, okay, Apple, do it.
Yeah, so the only question now is, what are launch titles, other than Zelda? What are games going to be like? How is backwards compatibility done? I really want to know what the shelf's like, the cartridge case size is.
Why?
Because if those are all on... tiny cartridges.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they'll just go, like, small Vita cases for their home console games.
Oh.
Right? That look a little weird, I guess, but...
It'd
be cool.
Maybe.
Save that plastic.
I just imagine it's a plastic slip cover.
That's it? Like, yeah. There's no complete inbox. They just sell the cart with, like, a plastic case.
I think, you know, it's gonna be like a blister card.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, when you buy... an SD card, it's just like a blister pack. So when you open it, there's no resealing that shit. Well,
I assumed it would be like, remember Game Boy games? Where you would get the little like clip cover?
No, there's no way you're getting that.
Okay.
There's no way they're going to waste resources on that shit. Let's make some important predictions. So, battery life. What do you think it's going to be? What do you want it to be?
Okay. I want it to be at least... bare minimum 6 hours.
Okay.
I am expecting to get 3.
Wow.
That screen is fucking huge.
But this is also Nintendo. They're not going to make... You think they're going to make that mistake?
Listen, my gamepad dies on me. I have to charge my gamepad twice at least every session I played in Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
Okay.
So they don't really have a great track record of battery.
Okay.
The 3DS is good. The XL has a good battery life. I don't know about the new 3DS.
Okay.
But, like, listen, like, if their home console stuff is to be of any gauge,
yeah.
Like, their battery life is kind of subpar.
So you want 6, is what you
said? I want 6. Because okay. If this is going to be a legitimate, like, take this shit on the go,
mm-hmm.
I need to be able to be playing games for at least 6 hours.
Okay.
Right? So that means, like, that's not including idle time. That's not including...
Mm-hmm.
But I think if it's just like, if I just left it on full brightness, whatever, like, I'm getting 3.
All right.
Also, the thing is with all the wireless connectivity, right?
Yeah.
So you can play it with the controllers in, you can play with the controllers out.
Yeah.
You can play it hooked up to other ones. Yeah. So you can have, like, just local 4-player multiplayer on 2 different screens. So that's a lot of wireless stuff that takes a lot of energy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you want? And what do you...
I want all day
battery. Oh, you want that Apple all day
battery. And Apple's definition of all day battery is 9 to 10 hours.
Okay.
So that's what I'm hoping for. I'm expecting 4.5.
4.5?
Okay. Yeah, I'm expecting 4.5.
All right.
I'll give them that. I think they're going to advertise it as 5, but I think we're going to get 4, 4.5.
It's going to be 5 in the best situation. Like, listen, you're playing this download game, which doesn't take much resources.
Yeah.
Also, brightness is all the way down.
Yeah.
Controllers are plugged in.
Yeah. That's more or less what I'm
expecting. Wi-Fi's off.
Second question. Price. What do you think it's going to cost?
So, I think Nintendo has a little bit more leeway in terms of price, considering when they're releasing. The PS4 Pro will be out by now.
Yeah.
And probably the Scorpio will either be around the corner or out already.
Well, Scorpio's going next Christmas.
Next Christmas, so. Yeah. I think they could probably get away with, like, 400 Canadian, like 399, 450.
Well, okay, what would you... you're saying 399 American?
No, yeah, 399 American, 450 Canadian.
Interesting.
Okay. I think they can get away with that. Mm. And depending on the lineup of launch games, I think that would be a... They can't pull a PS3, they can't pull a $599, $699 thing. There's no way that console would do anything, any sales at that kind of a price.
Yeah.
So Like, it depends on what they want to do. If these chips are really lower quality and they don't cost as much, like, they could probably go $2.99, $3.50,
Yeah.
right? And that'd be insane. Like, that'd be a snap buy for me. But I think they could, if at all possible, like, full greediness, they could get away with $3.99, $4.50.
Interesting. I'm thinking 299.
$2.99,
I'm thinking
3.50?
$299.
American or Canadian?
$299 American. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because PlayStation 4 Pro is $399.
Okay.
And I don't think at any point this Nintendo has said that this is going to be a top-end console.
They have actually came out and said that it is not going to be.
Exactly. And I just don't think, even if you have this wireless capability, that's not going to bridge the gap for value in the consumer's mind. Doesn't do it for me. Because hey, wireless happens with the Wii U, but I'm not
Yeah.
going up being like, yeah, it's much as the PS4. But yeah, so I think it's gonna be $299. I hope it's $299. And what does this do to the 3DS?
It kills the 3DS. The 3DS is done.
That's what I
The
thought.
3DS is kaput. It's over.
Do you think kids are gonna adopt the Wii Switch?
Ah! I want to say no.
Oh.
Because if you think about it, like I work with kids,
Yeah.
right? So I have an inside look on what
Yeah.
kids are doing with their time.
Yeah.
It is all phones. It
Yeah.
is phones, touch iPods. It is buying shit from an app store,
Yeah.
playing tiny $1 games or free games.
Yeah.
And if they're playing Pokemon, it's the card game,
Yeah.
right? No, like, I'm hard pressed to think of a time where I saw a kid with a DS or a 3DS in public.
So what you're saying is you think kids won't adopt it because they're just not, kids today just don't want to play video games.
Yeah, I don't, not
Okay.
even like, so even, not even that. Like, I'm sure there are kids who want,
Yeah.
like, I know a couple kids who don't want to play like
Okay.
video games,
Yeah.
right? But no, I don't think any kid now is living the lifestyle of I'm bringing my portable game system on the go.
Yeah.
Like, they're using that shit like it's an at-home tablet.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, again, this screen, like, this whole console looks fragile as fuck. So I cannot imagine any parent letting their kid take out, like, oh yeah, go take
See,
the Switch with you.
see, that's the argument I've heard, but I just do not agree with.
Okay.
I think, 'cause I don't know. Maybe it's because we don't live in like a poor area, and maybe because I've only seen kids with money,
Okay.
but there's a bunch of kids who have way nicer iPads than me.
There's also things in place to find your iPad
Doesn't
when you lose
matter.
it,
It
right?
does. Yeah, but no one uses that shit.
Okay, I like
Like the amount of parents who buy their kids amazingly expensive iPods and iPhones, those things aren't like those are fragile as fuck.
Yeah.
So I
Okay.
don't see that argument with the Switch being like, this is a pristine console that, kids are gonna wreck. Of course they're gonna wreck it. They wreck their
They wreck
iPads.
everything.
Yeah. So like I would throw that out the window and just
Okay.
say
Yeah.
I could totally see kids using it, but when you said, there's a lot of kids nowadays who just don't do that
Yeah, they just
lifestyle,
don't do the
that's what I
lifestyle.
agree with. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's also the thing of like I would be afraid to take that shit on the go just 'cause like what do I do come the time where I lose the left controller?
You buy another one.
Right?
There's
Am I
no.
gonna be able to buy just a left controller? Or am I gonna have to buy a package and now I have two right controllers?
Yeah, that's it. That's how it works.
It's the same thing with the earbuds, the wireless earbuds that
Yeah, you buy a
Apple
new
has,
set.
right?
You buy a new set.
But then I still have the right one though.
Who cares? You throw it out. Time to replace it anyway.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like brakes on a car. You don't just replace the right side.
Maybe you don't.
Oh,
Maybe you
is that
don't.
what you do?
Maybe you don't.
Okay.
Want to get those right side drifts going.
Next time I'm in your car, I'm gonna remember this.
So yeah, like I just don't think that kids live that lifestyle. I don't think that I think that was specifically like Nintendo hit that on the head in the 90s with the Game Boy Color
Yeah.
and they're like, "Hey, check
And
this."
then those kids turn into us who are now adults.
Who are the people walking around with 3DSs?
Yeah.
When I think of people who walk around with 3DSs and portable game consoles, they're
Yeah.
all around my age.
Yeah, they're
Like
only
give or take 5 years, but
yeah.
they're all around my
Generally,
age.
I only ever see college kids with them. Like, I don't, I just see high school kids with them.
Yeah.
I see a lot of college kids, though. Like, I go by universities every day, and especially in the summer or the spring when it was warm out, I would just see a lot of people just huddled at, like, a bench playing.
Yeah, like, they're all playing their weird Pokemon leagues or doing Nuzlocke challenges or whatever.
I don't know if they're doing that, but sure. I'm doing, like, Animal Crossing, but okay.
But... Yeah, the kids. I don't think that kids today are living that lifestyle. At least, yeah. At least from what I've seen at work.
Other small things about the Switch that I hope for. I hope that you're going to be able to charge it without the dock. Like,
oh yeah, 100%
external means. Because I think, like, listen, a couple years from now, we're all going to play Monster Hunter. You're all going to come over with your portable Switches, and I'm going to be like, we only have one dock.
Yeah,
mine. So you're fucked.
Yeah, like, what do we do here?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk. So we are huge Monster Hunter fans. I want to talk to you about the future of Monster Hunter. Do you think they're gonna keep it on the Nintendo system?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's. You don't think they're gonna switch to like Vita?
No.
No.
I'll tell you what the problem with the Vita was. It got too close to the fidelity of a PlayStation.
Okay.
And that's like at that point.
But I would argue that the Wii U now or the Switch. Sorry. Oh my God, I did it too.
Yeah.
That the Nintendo Switch is now the fidelity of a PlayStation like 3.
Yes, but that's the thing. It's one unit. It's not something you have to separate.
Okay.
And that's why I always thought the Vita could never succeed, or the PSP, because they were too close to.
Okay.
Like I always felt like this was so close. Like the Sony handheld was always so close to the Dream.
Yeah.
But then you would turn around and be like, but all the great games are happening on the big boy console.
Yeah, it's the whole thing of like, why develop the almost when I could develop the thing I'm thinking of.
And the Switch is the, listen, you can have your cake and eat it too.
So yeah, no, so for real, like, the Switch is the dream.
Yeah.
The Switch is the dream console of my one console future for portable and handheld.
Yeah.
Or portable and at home.
Yeah.
Right? I really, really, really hope that this succeeds.
Me too.
I'm definitely there day one.
So you're buying two then?
Why?
One for you, one for my birthday. That's right, motherfucker.
No. So yeah, like, well, when your sister buys you one, then we'll play. You
know. Yeah, right. I'll buy myself one. Okay.
So yeah, we'll make that late night Walmart.
Oh,
run.
Yeah, then we could celebrate my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay, guys. That's my birthday. If you're coming out, we're all buying Switches.
You gotta get a Switch.
Yeah, I'm having a Switch birthday party.
Hey, you gotta switch it up.
Yeah, there we go. There you go. You asked about Monster Hunter. Yeah, for sure. I think it's on this console. I can't wait for it to happen.
There were teasers of a new Monster Hunter coming out, right?
Yeah, but they have a little bullet point that said this will not involve any Switch announcement.
Aww.
It's most likely going to be cross...
Ultimate.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, you know...
They're putting the G rank back.
Cool, but like, now that the Switch has been announced, it's like, fuck. What I'm hoping for is that the Ultimate Edition is actually a secret... There's a secret version that's on the Switch.
That'd be cool. That was Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate had the Wii U version.
Right, but they didn't announce that until
it
was closer. So,
and that one had online multiplayer and a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so who knows? That could be a reality. But I think we've talked about this long enough.
Have we?
We're at the 1 hour mark, my friend.
So
we gotta move.
All right.
Because we still got two episodes of Conrad to talk about after.
True.
It's going to a week, so I'm going to go quickly. More Overwatch. I spent $10 on loot
boxes. No! You broke it! You broke the seal. What are you doing? You lost it. You're impure. You can't wear white to your wedding anymore. What the fuck?
Listen, I remember there was a time when you spent $25 on League of Legends skins.
Listen, those give me gameplay benefits, all right? They're like, oh man, look, that character's adorable as fuck. I can't throw a fireball at her. Like,
I have every costume except the Witch Mercy.
That's hilarious.
I only want the Witch Mercy.
That's the desire sensor from Monster Hunter has transferred over to Overwatch.
I'm afraid that by the time Halloween rolls around and I don't get it, I'm going to buy 200 boxes.
So wait, are your levels like, did you get to level 30 already?
Yeah.
Where the cap just starts, the experience cap is the same?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think I've opened 30 boxes.
We gotta go back to the theater, go to that key game, win the $50 card, PSN card, so you can go buy skins.
I'm thinking that maybe I'll just use all my this month's YouTube funds to buy Overwatch boxes.
That's a lot of funds. That's
and I'll be guaranteed to get it.
So, listeners, you have to know what Vince is doing when he's saying that sentence. So when he said he was going to spend all his YouTube funds, he didn't look at me. He looked into the air. He looked at nothing. He looked through me. He's like, that is something I will do. Like, he was almost a threat to himself.
Yeah. Okay, the other thing they did, I played the World of Final Fantasy demo.
Okay.
That is Pokemon.
Is it?
It's Pokemon. Okay. It's also classic JRPG Square Enix active time battle.
I heard you can ride monsters and stuff.
You can. It's a lot like Monster Hunter Stories, okay. Only you have another monster. And it is Final Fantasy fan service, the game.
All right. I'm down.
This is something I'll have to wait for a sale.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. It is just basic enough, and it relies more on pulling at your nostalgia to win you over.
A mutual friend of ours got the special edition. Day one.
Really?
Yeah.
He sure is something else.
He literally forgot that the game was coming out. He pre-ordered the special edition, like, in the summer.
Oh, so he just...
And then it was like, oh, yeah, World of Final Fantasy. You guys play the demo? And he's like... That game comes out. And he looked it up on his phone. That game comes out 2 days from now. And he's like, shit.
Well, there you go. Cool. And then the last thing I did is I wanted to watch three movies.
Okay.
I wanted to watch Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, Jack Reacher, and John Wick. Because okay. I thought, I'm going to do them all at once. All
right.
I watched them in the wrong order.
Okay.
I watched John Wick first. I watched Jack Reacher next, and then I watched Jack Ryan. And let me tell you, that only goes from amazing to awful.
Instead of, like, building up.
Yeah, I should have saved John Wick for the end, but the thing is, everybody's been telling me how John Wick is great.
John Wick is fucking awesome!
Guys, John Wick is fucking great.
Oh my god.
That is the perfect action movie. That is so good.
It's amazing.
They have some amazing lines. The world they build is incredibly, like, it's just so interesting.
It's so in-depth, too.
Yeah, like, someone really thought about this stuff, the way they think they, and he has, like, gold coins to pay. Like,
yeah, the mafia that's gold. That's the currency. Yeah. That's like, special underground currency.
Yeah, he talks to, like, even the cops know about it, and they're like, don't worry, we'll...
Yeah, like, hey, like, I'm not gonna fuck with this.
Yeah.
You have a good day.
You just clean it up, okay? All right. Have a good night. The circumstances of what happened, it's a simple revenge tale. Love it.
I love that the fact that the only person he spares in the whole movie...
Oh, yeah!
...is wrestling fame Kevin Nash.
He's like, how you doing?
How you doing?
Take the night off?
Take the night off. Thank you, Mr. Vic. And then he walks away.
Yeah, so the greatest... Like, one of the cool things is... modern action movies have adopted the Bourne Identity filmmaking, where they do a lot of quick, in-your-face cuts.
Yeah.
And sometimes it means that you can't really follow the action as well, but it's definitely more impactful.
It also lets them skirt around ratings.
Yeah.
So if it's like, hey... I'm going to shoot this guy in the head.
Yeah.
I'm going to show over the shoulder, like, this guy's going to get popped. But as soon as I shoot that bullet, it's going to do a close-up shot, not showing the bad guy of just the gun shooting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. With John Wick, what they intended to focus on is long, wide-angle shots to show you the whole thing.
Tactical
action. And it's impressive to see Keanu do this kind of stuff. My favorite thing about his character is he always goes for the kill shot. He always goes kill confirm.
Yeah, he makes sure. He double taps people. That is a war crime. That is against the Geneva Convention. Yeah. And he does not give a fuck.
He's like, and it's always like square in the head. And it's just like that man's taking no chances.
How'd you like Perkins?
Perkins
was the girl assassin who tried to kill him in the hotel room.
Oh, she I've always had a crush on her from Friday Night Lights, and she was also in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
She's pretty cool.
Okay.
She's pretty
cool. She's a cool character. And then William Dafoe's character of, like, the sniper who's, like, torn between doing his job and, like, hanging out with his friend.
He was an amazing casting, because I don't know about you, but every time I look at William Dafoe, I think of a villain. I think that man's a scary... He has a
scary motherfucker.
Face. When he was cast as the Green Goblin in the first Spider-Man, I thought, A-okay, that's perfect. But yeah, no, he's a... Fantastic. I was so sad to see him die.
Yeah, the thing about this movie is, like, there are very small roles
in
this movie, but even the little ones, you're like, they fleshed you out enough to where I'm like, I know what you're about.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, Perkins, like, the first time you meet her is just in the lobby.
Yeah.
Right? But there's the whole sequence of the fight scene in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And her double-crossing John Wick. Oh, I guess John Wick spoilers.
Yeah.
Double-crossing John Wick. And, like, you learn enough. They pack enough information very efficiently into those characters where you're like, this world is super flesh.
Even the
gangster's son.
Yeah. Who
you only meet for, like, I want to say, like, 5 minutes total in the movie.
Yeah. I love how they write Perkins out of this movie.
Oh.
When they're like, listen, you...
You went against hotel rules.
Yeah, and they just fucking
murder!
Yeah, I was like, no! I was like, well, you deserved it.
You deserved it. You had it coming. You should have seen it.
Excellent film. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Even though we spoiled it, trust me, that's not the point. It's just...
No, yeah.
It's like, an entertaining ride.
The whole scene of... This is the man you hired to kill the fucking boogeyman.
Yeah.
And it's the cut between their posh, like, condo thing.
Yeah.
Talking to him about, like, how you fucked up.
Yeah.
And then John Wick hitting the floor with a sledgehammer. Yeah. Revealing guns and mafia gold. You're like, oh my god, shit's about to get real. He drowns that one guy in a sink.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. My favorite line is still... John, why do you want to kill my son? And then he's like, took my car, killed my dog.
Oh no, so that was with the mechanic. So I rewatched it.
Yeah.
That was is like, I heard you struck my son.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did. Why did you strike my son? Cause he stole John Wick's car and killed his dog.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh. And then hung up the phone!
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, is that, and that's like in the first 20 minutes. And that when he said that, I was like, oh, fuck, this movie's going to be great. Yeah,
John Leguizamo, and he's like, oh, okay.
I was like, this movie is going to be sick.
And it was.
And it totally lived up. Watch it.
The movie, that's recommended. Like, even, so, I recommend that even to, like, people who don't necessarily like action movies.
Yeah.
I saw that to someone who hates, like, violence against animals.
Yeah.
But that dog gets revenged so fucking hard that, like, anyone will be like, I'm fucking down with that. That movie's great.
Yeah.
That movie's fantastic.
And that was my week. More Overwatch, but yeah.
Okay, so I played some old games and some new games. So I played an old game on the PS2 called Technic Beat.
I don't think I heard of this.
It's a rhythm game.
Nope.
So how it works is that you are on a squared stage. I'll give you the rundown of the basic character.
Mm.
Around the stage, there will be beat notes that come up in the song.
Yeah.
And what you have to do is walk to them, physically walk to the note, and press the activation button.
Okay.
When the note hits it's a circle. There's an inner circle, and the inner circle grows out to the outer circle. And when the two match, you want to hit it so you get the perfect note.
Right.
And, but the thing is that those notes will be appearing all over the board. Sometimes in a fashion where you literally don't have enough time to get there. So there's the mechanic in that is if you can overlap beats, you play the one, it will play the rest in a chain automatically.
Mm.
So you can focus where you're going. And how this works is by picking up the beat.
Sounds good.
So you walk to the beat, you press X, and you literally pick up the beat, and you can take it with you while it's charging.
Oh, then and you drop it.
And then you drop, and you activate it while it's overlapped on an upcoming, like the next
and
one.
And then it hits both?
And it hits both, it activates the chain, you walk to the other side, start doing stuff. So it's like strategy rhythm.
Those are my two favorite genres of video games.
It's really cool. It's like super unique. I've never played anything like it. This is back to our argument of this is something totally unique and I've never seen anything and I love it.
Yeah.
Different characters have different abilities.
Oh, there's characters.
Yeah, there's different characters. Oh. So the main character, very basic.
He's the all-around, he's the Ryu?
Yeah, she's the all-around character. You activate beats, you pick up, when you press X, you pick up beats and you can drop them somewhere else. And then her super move is that you have three super moves per song you can use. Her super move is that she makes a giant beat.
Oh, which just covers?
Which counts as a connector. So you could have one beat on one end of the screen and one beat on the other. And when you use that move, it'll connect the two, right? It'll count as a chain, even though they're not physically overlapped. But there's other characters, like there's a platypus. And the platypus, when he can't pick up beats, but what he can do is slide super fast to a different area. So you can hit that beat on one end, slide super fast to the other one, but you can only slide in one direction. So if your direction is off, you'll slide into a wall,
I
right? And
see.
totally mess up.
That's cool.
Another character also doesn't pick up beats, but they kick the beat a certain distance. So you can keep like you can just like bounce them off of walls and stuff and do weird stuff like that. There is one character when he's huge, very slow, so it's very hard to get around. But the thing is that when he picks up a beat, if your beat is connected already, he'll pick up all the connections at once. So you'll be traveling with like a chain of five, right? And then it'll be easy for you to get to chain it to the other side.
Very cool.
And it's very unique. It's very cool. All of the music is like weird genre mixes. Like one was like Latin funk house, like just really weird, way out there experimental music stuff. It's really cool. The soundtrack's not for everybody, but I think the gameplay system
Is it
is
like
super fun.
Eurodance?
A lot of Eurodance, a lot of house, a lot of like that kind of stuff. But yeah, they go all over the place. They even have classic Namco games, because I think it's a Namco game. Like Tower of Daraga and like
Oh, that sounds cool.
very classic Rally X, like a ton of classic games, but they're all remixed. I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, even after I played it with some of my friends, I continued to play it by myself just for fun
Sounds
because I liked it
interesting.
that much. The other one I played is on the PS4 called Overcooked.
Oh, yeah.
It is a four-player multiplayer game, co-op slash versus,
Yeah.
where you are four chefs in a kitchen and you have to work together.
Yep.
The game is
That
hilarious.
game is ridiculous.
It's so funny. How it works, like it works just like I said. You are four cooks. You will have a certain meals that you have to bake. The orders will ring up, and you have to work together to make those orders.
You have to work
But
together in like an assembly line fashion.
yeah. But the thing is like you are not only working against each other, you are also working against the stage. So there are certain instances where like so one stage is picture a big square and the counters are all along the side, but it makes like an M shape, right? So there's gaps in between. So if you wanted to go to the other side, you have to take the long way around. The thing is, if you leave an ingredient or a plate or something too long on a counter, a rat will come out and steal your shit and take it back. And you can punch the rat to get your stuff back, but it wastes valuable time, right? Or another one is that there are two trucks and you're cooking on a highway. And the trucks each have half of the kitchen. The one half of the kitchen is the prep area and the other half is the cooking area. So you have to prep everything ready so you can immediately transfer it over to the cooking side. And then two people on each truck. But if you fall off the truck, you die. And you have a respawn timer, so you're down a person for like 3 seconds, 5 seconds, right? It's a super fun party game. It's like $15. Highly recommended. You can play four players with two controllers.
You holding them sideways?
One person holds one analog stick,
Like
and then you.
micro machine style?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
And then the other person holds the other side, and then they do it. So you don't need four controllers. You can play four players, two controllers.
That's that hilarity ensues
That, yeah. That game's fucking awesome. It's really funny. Highly recommended as like a party game. And then the last thing I played was the expansion for Rock Band 4.
Oh, I saw you playing
Rock Band
that, yeah.
Rivals. So I bought the expansion. It's like a $30 expansion. And it adds things for the hardcore Rock Band player, the people like me, the people who care about high scores. If you are a general consumer and you are using this platform as a party thing,
Yeah, you don't care.
don't even bother. This is not for you. This is not what they're trying to do. This whole thing is for people like me who want the high scores, who want to compete against other people. And like they add some single player stuff. They have a Rocudrama mode, and it's a new story mode. And it's you ever remember like Behind the Music
No.
on
On MTV?
where they like go like it's like what was the band's life really like
Okay.
what was behind the
Oh, you
music?
mean like the secret life
Yeah,
of.
the secret life of the band, right? So they
Yeah.
have a fake like VH1 Behind the Music MTV,
Really?
and it's called Behind the Tunage,
Oh.
right? And they got a bunch of, like, your fake band has already had success, and they're going back.
Oh, they created the story.
And you're telling the story of your sick band, right? And they got people to, like, full motion video.
Wow.
People, like, people who work at Harmonix. Wow. To do these cutscenes. Like, it's like the one you have, they have an interview with their biology teacher. They're like, I told those kids to do something useful with their lives, like biology. And then went to go create a band, and they wouldn't shut up about it. And, like, wow. All that kind of stuff. Like, real people, real life people to
do that. That sounds entertaining.
It's really fucking funny. And they expand on other stuff that they added through patches. Like, the through patch, they had a mode called Brutal Mode.
Right.
And Brutal Mode was, the better you do, the less of the note track you see. Until where it's like, you only see the note for like a fraction of a second when it's at the very top of the lane. And then it disappears and you have to memorize what's coming up next. Like, you don't see shit.
Okay.
They do that. They have a rivals mode where you can create a rock band crew of up to 10 people and compete against other crews for like score domination, better leaderboards, Yeah, better overall stuff for if you are competitive in Rock Band. If you want to be the best drummer, like, this thing will let you compare to other people and set rivals and do all that stuff. And also online multiplayer. So you can do online in a band with people, co-op, or you can play, like, I want to face someone else on the drums. I want to see who's better at this song. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really fun. I love it. But again, not for general consumer, like,
okay.
If you just have Rock Band and a couple DLC songs because you want to play at a party sometimes, like, don't bother.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's been all the new stuff in my week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, wait. I beat Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
All right.
Game's fun. Game's good. It ended exactly like I thought it would. I called that shit from beginning to end.
Okay.
The thing I'll say to you now that you have it.
Yeah.
Story, like, plot.
Yeah.
Takes place in chapter one. Takes place in the last chapter.
Okay.
And all the in-between is the Sailor Moon fluff that we love so much.
Okay.
Of getting to know the characters and getting to know them on a personal level.
I can get behind that.
Yeah. So, it's fun. It's a really fun game. I think the gameplay is what pushed it over the edge. The whole thing of sessions and that kind of stuff.
Sounds good.
Really made it more enjoyable than that game probably deserves to be.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, we're at the end of the show. We're going to talk about superhero time. If you don't watch Kamen Rider XA, then bye-bye. Bye-bye. We will see you next week. Hopefully this 1 hour and 15 minutes has been enjoyable. But now it's time for XA. So we're watching episodes 3 and 4. Now, we watch them back-to-back, so you know what? If I mix together, what happened?
Yeah, we're going to be all over the place.
Yeah. All we need to know right now is episode 3 introduces Kamen Rider Snipe.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the first-person shooter Kamen Rider.
He is the ex-doctor.
Yeah.
He's been banned from Doctor Association.
His backstory is apparently in the inception of these Kamen Rider game driver things.
He made a mistake.
And he let a patient die. And now he's the ex-doctor, but he still wears the lab coat.
He's got white hair now.
Yeah, from the stress.
Dude took, like, the person who designed that character took a page out of Blackjack.
Yep.
He just looks like Blackjack. He is just missing the scar down his face.
Yeah. Some kid is got the Bugster virus. They got to save the kid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's revealed that Kamen Rider Snipe's motive and goal is he wants all the... Are they Gashon?
I thought they were called Bug Hats.
No. They're gag.
The thing that the cartridge that lets them turn into.
Apparently, there's 10 of them, and he wants to collect all 10. And he starts with X8 and says,
"Give me your shit.
If I win, you give me your shit. If not, then you take mine."
Yeah, and then if you get all 10, you have the power to stop the Bugster virus permanently.
Yes. Anyways, episode 3 happens, and they defeat it, but Kamen Rider Snipe defeats it, and he takes X8's cartridge, so he can't become a Kamen Rider.
And it's like, what? This is episode 3. What just happened?
Yeah.
But then there's the fourth.
But then the episode 4 happens.
Yeah.
And fourth Kamen Rider makes himself known. And he's probably the coolest of them all.
He's just a bike.
Yes. Yes. So when they introduce him, like, he's like, listen, my friend's got this problem. Can you help? Can you save him? And they're like, okay, cool. And then he reveals that he's a comrade, and his friend goes, why couldn't you just save me? And he's like, I'll talk about that later.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
And he transforms, and he becomes a fucking motorcycle.
So his level one is still, like, the big chibi thing.
Yeah.
And they use that to defeat the Bugster.
Yeah.
But, yeah, his fucking level two, he is literally a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he cannot reach his full potential without a rider. It's so hilarious. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. He's also the coroner. He's not a doctor.
Yeah, he's not a doctor. He just cares about odd ways of dying.
Yeah.
Like, so when they defeated the Bugster dude,
yeah.
Like, he was still alive. And he's like, sick, new sample.
Yeah.
Can't wait to study this shit.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
And then Dark X-Aid shows, and he's just like, listen, y'all are chumps.
Pretty much.
I just want to let you know that while you're all like, cool, look, we got friendship and stuff, I'm a level ahead of you.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking combine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also we learned in this episode that if you get to zero health,
you die. Just
die.
Yeah. You go game over means death.
Yeah, game over. It's reboot.
Yeah.
Game over means death.
Yeah. That's, yeah. So, we gotta talk about Snipes. So what do you think about Snipes?
Snipe looks super dumb in chibi form.
Yeah.
But so does everybody.
Yeah.
It looks cool AF in level 2 form.
I thought like his whole like
emo hair
was gonna get to me, but when he transformed and he had the fucking scarf.
Yeah, he has a scarf.
I was like, oh no, now I'm gonna have to like him.
So cool.
I love his final attack,
mm-hmm.
where he has the sniper shotgun. Where he has auto locking sniper bullets, and he just gets for everybody. I thought that was sick. I really like the effects in the show, like especially when they do the final attack and they have like the squiggly line through the middle, and it shows the weapon, and then it shows their eyes. I think that looks super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Snipe is cool.
Snipe, he is really cool. But I found it funny that when he generates his level, it's a bunch of barrels,
yeah.
right? Like acid barrels, exploding barrels.
Yeah.
The only barrel that doesn't explode is the red one.
And it's the one he's using for cover.
Right? Yeah. It's like, come on, man. What are you doing? You're doing this all wrong. You know you shoot the red exploding barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I play too much Overwatch, but every time he kept doing the gun thing, I was like, yo, it's high noon.
Yeah.
It's high fucking noon.
It's high noon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then his, what is it, his critical finish or whatever?
Yeah.
He just extends it into a sniper rifle
yeah.
that targets people, but then just causes explosions.
Yeah.
No bullets, no nothing. It's just like, you're standing there, okay, underneath you, boom!
Yeah, he has the Deadeye thing with like grenades or something.
Yeah. Teleporting grenades.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's really good.
Dark
X-Aid is still
the boss.
Dope.
Yeah, he's... Oh my gosh, that guy's incredible. Yeah.
So he brought up, like, there is possibilities for combinations, right?
Yeah.
And then there's, like, if we think about it with X-Aid, if you want to, like, just, like, theory extrapolate it, you could have three Kamen Rider powers going at once. Mm. Or four, technically, because you could have dude being the bike.
Yeah.
But he could be combined with something else to make a better bike.
Yeah.
And then X-Aid could have two things to be Super X-Aid.
Oh.
Right?
And then they ride.
And then they ride together with the power of four Kamen Riders.
Yeah. So it's seems pretty cool.
Yeah. They really have taken the concept of video games to its fullest, yeah. I feel. Maybe, like, they'll probably show more stuff, but, like, the fact that it's, like, it's not only a game, but it's also competitive.
Yeah.
Like, games usually are. Like, yeah. The whole thing is that they're all trying to find the 10 keys, right? Yeah. And they're all competing against each other. It's mm-hmm. five-player versus.
What I really like about this show versus, like, other Kamen Rider shows is a lot of previous Kamen Riders, they tend to focus on, like, the scenarios that are happening within each episode a lot.
Okay.
Like, they have to set up, like, the premise of this mini arc, and they have to go through, like, who all the innocents are.
And usually the episode is its own contained story.
Yeah, but with this, it's kind of like we just jump in. He's sick. Okay, let's go. Kamen Rider boys, come together. And now it's all about our shit.
Yeah.
And it's like the patient's in the background.
Like the patient still matters. Like, yeah. And his story is...
Yeah.
But his story is what drives the main story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I'm digging the huge focus on the Rider stuff. Yeah, I'm still 100% in.
It's good.
It's
still good.
It's so entertaining and so much fun to watch.
The theme song is so stupid, though.
It's so K-pop, and I love it.
Eki-sai.
See? You love it. Oh, man. So good. But yeah, I don't know what else there's to say. The previous for episode 5 showed X-Aid with an upgraded form.
Yeah.
He's wearing like a red armor over top of his pink. Who knows how it'll turn out? Like, I wasn't really, you know what, as cool as seeing Dark X-Aid get the upgrade was, like, him fucking dressing up as his mountain bike.
Yeah.
I don't think it doesn't make his suit look any cooler to me.
He doesn't look as lame as Drive.
What do you...
Like, when Drive gets new stuff and he just gets a tire on his chest.
Yeah.
Like, where, like, he still looks kind of lame just because it was like, oh, look, he's holding two tires that look like spinning tops.
Yeah.
Right? But... I think Drive for me is like the epitome of like lame Kamen Rider suit.
Yeah, did you see his Formula One suit?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, I think I did. The one with the wing on the helmet?
No, he has a wing sticking out of his back.
Oh, that one.
And he has the nose cone out of his chest.
Yeah, that's
ultra lame.
Yeah, it's ultra stupid.
Yeah.
Right? And like, it has not reached Kamen Rider Drive levels of dumb yet.
Yeah. But yeah, I look forward to more.
Next week.
Yeah, next week.
And audience, you should too.
Every week for the next
46
weeks.
Yay!
Kamen Rider Drive! X-Aid! That's what it is, yes.
Jurexaid.
Sounds like a condom.
If you have Jurexaid, consult your doctor.
Thanks for listening, guys. That was this week's episode of The Three Nerds Amazement, or Two Nerds Amazement, or TNIB. We are a bit long this week.
Yeah. Well, it makes up for our episode last week.
Yeah, there you go. Sometimes you gotta cut it short early to extend it on the next one.
Sometimes you gotta know when to hold them, and you gotta know when to fold them.
What? Oh, cards. Oh, it's like, what's he talking about?
I was trying to quote old songs.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
Sometimes you gotta know your limit, and then sometimes you gotta play within it.
Thank you, Government of Ontario. Gosh, because I'm such an irresponsible gambler.
I know.
Thanks for listening, guys. Again, we'll see you next week.
Bye.